11 o'clock, KOI in Portland. My name's Tom Morgan. I'll talk to you at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. It's 11 o'clock right now.
News. Patricia Hearst has undergone surgery for a respiratory problem. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In California, Assistant San Mateo County Sheriff Harold Barker gave CBS News these details.
Miss Patricia Hearst, a prisoner in the San Mateo County Jail, made known to medical staff that she had a respiratory problem. Miss Hearst was examined by corrections physician Dr. Tario, who diagnosed the problem as tension pneumothorax, commonly known as a collapsed lung. Shortly after the diagnosis, Miss Hearst was transferred to a medical facility where a minor surgical procedure was performed. She is at this time resting comfortably, and her prognosis is good.
Officials also said Miss Hearst will not be traveling to Los Angeles Wednesday as had been planned. She was to have appeared in court to enter pleas on charges of kidnapping, robbery, and assault. Tuesday evening in San Francisco, CBS News correspondent Richard Threlkeld reported that Miss Hearst has decided to turn state's evidence against her old SLA comrades and spent the day talking to the FBI. Threlkeld reported Miss Hearst identified as among the robbers of a Sacramento, California bank last year. Her fugitive companions, William and Emily Harris. Up until now, the Harrises were not charged in that crime for lack of evidence. More news in a moment.
Honey, look at that bicycle in the window.
The Raleigh?
You know, I've been thinking about trading my heavy old bike for a Raleigh. Look at that lugged frame. That means strength. And it's lightweight for a real easy ride.
Look, Dave, this sign says if you buy a Raleigh by May 8th, you get $20 worth of free accessories. That's for me. Let's see, $20 worth of free accessories. I'd pick a headlight, tire pump, no, maybe just the car rack. Oh, Dave, look here.
Raleigh's new bicycle buyer's protection policy based on Raleigh's limited warranty. A complete bicycle replacement if the frame or fork proves defective in workmanship or materials within the first 3 months. And free replacement of defective parts anytime during the original ownership. See, they back their quality.
Dear, then how about two Raleighs and $40 worth of accessories? And I think one accessory better be a baby seat.
Okay, okay. Two Raleighs, a tire pump, a baby seat. Baby seat? Honey!
Get your Raleigh and free accessories by May 8th at participating dealers.
President Ford has signed into law a bill extending American fishing rights from the present 12 miles to 200 miles. Foreign fishing in the newly expanded zone will either be banned or restricted, depending upon what kind of laws each country applies toward the American fishing fleet. Senator Warren Magnuson, Democrat of Washington, says he is pleased President Ford signed the bill.
It's been a long, long struggle to protect our fish stocks within our own shores. And keep the foreign fishing pirates out, and that's what they were. Now, from here on in, the bill provides that we are able to control what would be, it's a conservation bill, actually, what kind of fishing we will allow within the 200 miles.
Senator Magnuson is the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee. The Federal Trade Commission says it is going to investigate the American Medical Association to find out if the AMA has illegally restrained the supply of doctors and health care services. The probe will center on AMA accreditation of medical schools and the definition of fields of practice for doctors. It's reported that North Vietnam has responded to an American overture on possible diplomatic relations with the United States. The Associated Press reports Hanoi is not closing the door on future discussions, but that U.S. Embassy officials in Paris described Hanoi's response as chilly. President Ford has described Secretary of State Kissinger as one of the finest men ever to head the diplomatic service. The president said Kissinger will retain his position in spite of criticism of Dr. Kissinger's policies by Mr. Ford's political opponents. 33 prisoners used a homemade key and broke out of a county jail in Tampa, Florida Tuesday night, touching off a massive search. Helicopters with spotlights hovered over the area. Deputy sheriffs with shotguns and dogs joined the search. Now this.
We're the fresh guns. We're the fresh guns. We're the fresh guns. We're one to break. We got that fresh, fresh feeling that makes a bread for form. Cause we're the Wonder Fresh Guns.
We wrap while we're still warm.
It's that fresh bread feeling that makes a sandwich store. Cause we're the Wonder Fresh Guns. Come squeeze us at your store.
Feel the freshness of Wonder Bread. Enjoy fresh-tasting Wonder English muffins, too.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus strainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
When a man says he's sorry and apologizes, you've got to forgive him. That was the gist of a statement Tuesday by civil rights leader Martin Luther King Sr. about Jimmy Carter and the presidential candidate's phrase, ethnic purity. Carter appeared with Reverend King at a rally in Atlanta. But not all black leaders see it that way. Hosea Williams led about 50 anti-Carter pickets at the rally. One sign read, "No slip of the lip. The truth has come out." This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
In Radio 97 News, Oregon Congressman Les Acoin says President Ford's signing of the 200-mile coastal limit bill marks a banner day for American fishermen and consumers. Acoin, who is one of the sponsors, said, quote, "The signing of the 200-mile limit will help us protect our valuable ocean resources for years to come." Speaking of oceans, a Coast Guard spokesman says salvagers have been unloading the 900 tons of tuna from the wrecked signer Betty M. Coast Guard Commander John Duke says the fish are authorized for use in dog and cat food. The signer went aground near Elwaka, Washington, March 20th, as it tried to cross the Columbia River Bar to the Bumblebee Parking Company. Excuse me, that should be Packing Company in Astoria, Oregon. The Oregon Legislative Interim Committee on Natural Resources heard both sides today in the battle to eliminate the $2.50 per angler fee for ocean charters. Spokesman for the charter fishing industry said the state of Washington doesn't charge a similar fee, and this hurts the Oregon operations around the Columbia River. They said the industry already is hurt by a court decision giving treaty Indians rights to fish for and catch as much as half the salmon run in the Columbia River. American Indian Movement leader Dennis Banks pleaded innocent to federal firearms charges today in Portland Circuit Court. He also won a state court ruling delaying proceedings to extradite him to North Dakota. Banks, his wife Kamoa, are accused in connection with a shootout with federal officers near Ontario last November. Trial is scheduled for the 12th of May. A Vancouver, Washington woman accused of killing a 55-year-old Oregon man was waived extradition from California, but a co-defendant has decided to fight. 18-year-old Sandra Morris of Vancouver and 23-year-old Terry Manis of Redwood City, California appeared in San Francisco Municipal Court today in connection with their Friday arrest. Miss Morris waived extradition, but Maness refused, and she faces some further proceedings. Clearing and colder tonight, with partly sunny weather Wednesday is the forecast. Increasing clouds Wednesday night, rain likely Thursday with lows in the mid-30s tonight, highs near 60 tomorrow. Winds light, chance of measurable rainfall 10% tonight and tomorrow, 30% Wednesday night. Stay in touch with 97 News.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. This is an unusual story about an unusual grandmother who, without really being able to explain it, performed an act of the supernatural. Yes, supernatural, because sitting in her room in a nursing home, working on a needlepoint portrait of her old house, she somehow brought her son to his senses and created peace where there was chaos. It began in the strangest way. Nell Atterwood's grandson, Rick, 25, was paying her a visit at the home.
What's that you're working on, Grandma?
A picture of my old house.
Oh, a copy of the needlepoint in Dad's living room.
More or less.
Mm-hmm. You've left out the maple tree by the side of the house.
Oh, it never should have been there in the first place, Rick. Killed the grass. I've taken it out.
Uh-huh. So did the windstorm night before last. What? And the old maple blew over. Did you know that?
No. Oh. Funny coincidence, isn't it?
Hello.
mystery drama, Wishes Can Be Fatal, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor and stars Carmen Matthews.
It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and
Allied Van Lines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
To the man who bought the Skyhawk, to the girl in the century, we're glad you like your Buicks, glad you set your spirit free.
And to the family from Ohio, to the folks up in St. Paul, nice to see you join us, nice to see you all.
If you went into a Buick dealer's between now and April 30th, do you know what would happen? When if you ordered one of four cars with a list of specially selected options, you'd get a vinyl top at no extra charge. Like that Skylark over in the corner? Order one with Sport Nearest, a Rally Tilt steering wheel, body side stripes and vinyl buckets, and Buick pops for the top. To find out about other cars, talk to your Buick dealer. He knows all that stuff.
It's nice to see you join us. We're glad it came to be.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
I don't believe it. Tell me again.
Okay.
The Internal Revenue Service has over 80 free publications to help answer all those taxing questions you have on your mind.
Uh-huh.
What if I'm a flagpole sitter whose pole was attacked by termites?
All right. Flagpole, termites.
It's publications 547 and 584.
An ant left me an elephant, under 12 years of age, for me to care for.
Mm-hmm. Adolescent elephant, 501.
People throw money when my 98-year-old uncle lifts weights at the beach. Is that income?
Mm-hmm. 554 and 525.
Does the IRS have an answer for everything?
Well, just about. There are over 80 free publications for the asking at any IRS district office. You can write for them by using the order blank on your 1040 tax package. Yep, over 80 tax-answering publications. Free from the IRS.
Are thoughts just dreams until their effects have been tried? Maybe. I'm not sure. If you have a thought and act on it, you'll find out if it's useful or foolish. But what about thoughts you don't act on? Is any one of them strong enough to affect someone else? Extrasensory perception, for instance. Some psychologists use that phrase to explain clairvoyance and telepathy. Can we deny them? And can a thought, not acted on, act of itself?
Evening, darling.
Well, why are you home so early? It's only 5:30.
The buyer canceled the appointment. I'm afraid he's decided on some other house.
And there goes your commission.
Well, that's the way it goes in real estate.
We could have used that money.
I know it. We're overspent. We'll have to cut down, Elsa.
Cut down where?
Well, we didn't need the new car. Not right after you had the kitchen redone. I just can't afford...
The old car was 6 years old and falling apart. It made me feel creepy driving it. You know, you don't know what it's like for a new wife to move into a house where you lived with her and two children and your mother. Ghosts in every room. That car was hers, so was the kitchen, and our bedroom was her bedroom. We ought to sell this old Ark and buy a place of our own.
I like the house. My roots are here.
Well, mine aren't. Look, Ed, your mother's in a home.
Yeah, whenever I think about it, I feel rotten. Nothing wrong with my mother.
She didn't belong here with us.
It was her home. She owned it.
And gave it to you. She wasn't happy with me here. She didn't expect you to remarry. She's better off in a nursing home than in this old place.
Oh, darling, why must we always argue about my mother and the house? It's mine, my mother never visits, and my children are off on their own.
I just feel smothered by your past. Ed, let's sell the house. Move to Florida. Real estate's big business down there. In no time you'd be making all kinds of money. And think of the weather and the beaches and being away from all of this.
Is that what you really want?
Yes, Ed. I'm just stifled here.
And it's what I'm going to have one way or the other.
Let me think about it.
What's there to think about?
Well, for one thing, money.
Well, this house is worth something.
Not too much after I pay back the mortgage.
But the money you borrowed can be added to the sales price. A lot of it went into repairs.
And the new car, and the new kitchen, and into redecorating.
And into my mink coat. Okay, say it, you're thinking it. Am I supposed to run around in rags?
Oh, I don't begrudge you any of these things, Elsa. I'm just saying they cost money. And I'm just not selling enough to keep up with the expenses.
Well, ask your mother to help out.
Ask my mother?
Why not? She's still got a substantial income from stocks and savings.
After giving me the house, you want me to ask her for more help?
What if I cozy up to her?
I don't think I'd try, Elsa. She's 74, but she's as sharp as a razor. No, I wouldn't try that.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to lie down for half an hour. Oh, did they come over and cut that old maple into logs?
Yes, they stacked it in the cellar.
Sorry about losing that old tree. But that's odd.
What's odd?
The needlepoint picture of the house.
What about it?
I could swear that when my mother made it for us, the old maple was right there. It's gone.
Well, you're mistaken. If it was there, how could it not be there now?
The real maple's gone, blown over by the wind. And the maple in the picture is now gone. I find that very strange.
Hey, Paul, how's my favorite sister?
Oh, fine. What's this favorite sister jazz? I'm the only sister you've got.
True. So, this is it. I like it.
Not bad, right? This little living room, a bedroom, and kitchen, all for $175 and utilities.
Pretty good location, too. The shore road's okay. Yeah. I like it.
Well, sit down, Rick.
Hey. Mother's old Windsor chair. I'll be darned.
Well, Dad said I could have it, and Marie Antoinette couldn't have cared less. She goes for ultra-modern in aluminum and fake leather.
Mm.
I took some other old things, too, and some photographs. I always liked that one you took of Mother and Dad.
Yeah, I like it, too. What a mess.
But it's a fact, and we have to live with it.
Oh, he could have fallen for that selfish, tasteless chorus girl. I'll never...
Model, not chorus girl. Oh, I don't know. He's only 51 and lost after Mother died.
Along comes this girl, Elsa, whose teeth can cut steel. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing. She drove Grandma into a nursing home. We couldn't stand to live there. I'm sorry for Dad, but I'm glad I've got a place of my own. What if we found a big place? Two or three bedrooms and the three of us moved in.
Three? Which three?
You and I and Grandma. I hate to think of her in that nursing home.
She seems to be doing all right. I don't know, Paul. The idea of the three of us together doesn't really send me...
Oh, she'd love to keep house for us.
Maybe, but we're not kids. We got our own friends. Now, I love Grandma, but I don't see myself as her little boy again. Or you, too. No. Now, Gran is all right. She's lonely for what was, I suppose.
I worry about Grandma.
Don't. She's well. She just needle points. Right now, she's making another portrait of the old house.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. It's something else, too. Her copy hasn't got the old maple tree in it. You remember the one? I carved my initials in it when I was six.
Well, maybe she's forgotten the tree.
No, she's leaving it out because it's no longer there. But the tree blew down night before last, and Grandma didn't know about it.
That's off the wall.
Weird, right?
How are you, Mother Adderwood?
Why, Elsa, what an unexpected surprise. Do sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Well, how are you, my dear?
Quite well, thank you. Ed sends his regards.
Well, that's very nice of my son.
And how are you?
No complaints. This is a nice nursing home. Old folks' home, I should say. Not many need nursing. I managed to fill my time and get outside whenever I want a change of scenery. I went into the city last week with a friend and had a glorious time last Wednesday. Took in a matinee and had supper at a very good Italian restaurant on 53rd Street.
Sounds wonderful. Theater, dinner. We haven't been in the city since before Christmas. Can't afford it.
Oh? I thought Ed was doing quite well.
Not well enough to keep up with expenses, and we've had a lot of them lately. I even suggested he sell the house and we move to Florida.
Oh, and you'd like that?
Oh, I'd like anything better than being cooped up where I am.
Then I think that that's what you ought to do. Sell and move.
You mean that?
Of course. I don't say what I don't mean, Elsa. You know that.
Well, Ed's reluctant to be so far away from you and his children.
No, I'm content. And the children are hardly children. Rick's 25, and Polly, let me see, no more than 23. Tell Ed not to let us stand in his way. He's begun a new life with you.
Well, I'm surprised to hear you say that.
You're much happier with me here and with Rick and Polly elsewhere. Isn't that true?
That's a harsh way of putting it.
It's not sentimental, if that's being harsh.
If we sold the house, a lot of the money would have to be used to pay off our debts.
I'm surprised you have debts.
Oh, we've got a list a mile long. And when they're paid off, there won't be much left to start a new life in Florida. So, I wonder
if... I think not, Elsa.
Why not? It's your son. And you have more money than you'll ever need.
He's also over 21. If he's been imprudent, he'll have to economize.
But we can't go to Florida with just a few $1,000s.
Florida isn't going to run away. Get out of debt, and it will be waiting there to welcome you.
You wouldn't consider...
My dear Elsa, under no circumstances whatsoever...
Chin, that poor little dog. Who ran over him? What? Left him to die in the street. That's horrible. He's where? My husband will come get him. Chin. Oh, poor Chin.
Hey, what's the matter, Doc? Here, hang up the telephone.
Oh, Ed, someone ran over Chin-Chin and killed him. And left him to die in the street.
Oh, I'm so sorry, darling. I really am. Please don't cry.
You hated Chin-Chin.
Now, how can you say that?
You called him a nasty little mob.
I liked him. Where is he now?
Is it the Humane Society? I don't want him destroyed. We'll bury him in the backyard.
All right. I'll drive over there now. Will you be all right?
I will never be all right. First, your rotten mother.
Now, watch it, Elsa.
She is selfish. I told her our plans, and she said that under no circumstances would she help us.
And she's quite right. We're stuck right here until I get us out of debt.
But I don't want to stay here. She's a selfish, nasty old woman.
I'll be back soon. Well, I'll be darned. Elsa, come here. Look at the needlepoint picture.
That miserable thing. I hate it.
When my mother made it for us for a wedding present, she put Chin-Chin in it. Down here in the middle of the front lawn. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, where is Chin-Chin in the picture?
Gone. He's gone. Chin-Chin is dead and his picture is gone. Get that thing out of the room before I destroy it. Get it out or I'll destroy it.
Remarkable. Can a wish become an act? In what other way can we explain that, as old Mrs. Atwood makes a copy of her original needlepoint portrait
of her former house, omitting certain items from the copy. Those same items disappear from the original. Even more remarkable is the terrifying disappearance of the real items, the tree and the Pekingese dog. More when we continue with Act Two shortly.
Moving on with the Allied spirit, going to a brand new town. You're leaving the fast miles behind you, with all of their lines you're homeward bound. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied spirit, and it feels like I'm going home. New men to make, new seeds to sow. With Allied fan lines, I'm raring to go. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied spirit, and it feels like I'm going home. Hello, tomorrow, I'm on my way. I know you're gonna bring a brighter day. I've got the Allied spirit.
Let the Allied spirit move you. See the yellow pages for the nearest Allied Van Lines agent.
Parents, reading is educational. Reading is exciting. Reading is fun. If you can read, you can help teach your child to read. Help your child create his own picture book. Join him or her in cutting out pictures you both like from magazines. Then paste the pictures on sheets of paper. Help arrange the pictures to form pages of different chapters. Some chapters might be called Daddy and Mommy, or Things I Like, or What I Want to Be, or Places I'd Like to Go. More than just being fun, putting the pictures where they belong will be teaching your child to organize and classify information. Listen for other new approach method, Reading Hints to Parents, furnished as a public service announcement by this radio station. For further ways you can help your child, write the New Approach Method Incorporated, Post Office Box 1303, Trenton, New Jersey, 08607.
I don't suppose there's anyone who at one time or another hasn't said, "I could kill him," or "I wish you were dead." Angry remarks soon forgotten. And of course, we've all heard the expression, "if thoughts could kill." Now, is that possible?
Well, my goodness, the two of you. Please sit down.
How are you, Grandma?
Oh, just fine.
Are they treating you okay?
If they didn't, they'd hear about it, Rick.
No,
it's a nice enough place.
But it's not home.
Well, yes, it is. A home for the homeless.
Oh, that sounds sad.
Well, it isn't really, Polly. Most of the people here just couldn't manage homes of their own any longer. The time comes when others have to manage for them. I'm still spry enough to run a vacuum and put a meal on the table, but not alone in a home of my own. I wouldn't like to live that way. Too lonely.
I wish all of us still lived in your old house.
Well, we don't. And it's just about time you stopped mooning about it. Times change. Nothing ever remains the same.
Your old house is too full of good memories for me.
Well, treasure them. But live for the present. You have your own life to lead, Polly. Don't moon about what was. My goodness, that's just about all that I listen to around here.
So you want to stay here?
Why, of course. It's not bad at all, and I get out whenever I please.
But you still think about the good life we had in the old house, don't you, Grandma? Well, I mean, why else are you making a copy of that needlepoint picture of the house and the grounds?
Well, yes. I admit the house holds many memories for me. The needlepoint portrait is a kind of talisman for me, a reminder. Sentimental nonsense, I suppose.
Grandma, may I see your needlepoint?
Certainly, my dear. It's here in my bag.
There you are. You see, Paul? What'd they tell you? No maple tree.
Hmm. Oh, where's that dog?
Huh? Oh, hey, no Chin Chin. Well, I'm glad you left him out, Grandma, nasty little dog.
I agree. He gave me a good nip when I was still living there.
Well, it's going to be a lovely picture, Grandma. And much airier without the maple.
And more serene without Elsa's pet.
Mm. You're idealizing it, right, Grandma?
Well, I suppose you might say that, Rick. In the original picture, I put in everything that should be there. House, trees, shrubs, the three of you, and Elsa and her Pekingese. In my copy, I'm just going to keep what the house ideally ought to be. And that doesn't include the old maple or the dog.
And nature sure cooperated with you about the tree. You got any more magic up your sleeve?
Rick, well, nice to see you.
Hi, Dad. All right if I come in?
Now, what kind of question is that?
Well, you might be busy.
Come in. That's not what you meant, Rick, is it? Well, sit down. Can I get you something?
No, thanks. Is Elsa at home?
She's upstairs. Very upset. Jin-Jin got run over late this afternoon and was killed.
Well, Oh, I'm sorry. It's too bad. I know how much Elsa loved that dog.
Yeah. Well, how come you decided to stop by?
I was in the neighborhood. Polly and I had a visit with Grandma, and I just kind of naturally drifted down here.
How is Grandma?
Sharp as a tack. You ought to visit her more often, Dad, if you don't mind my saying so. I guess Elsa paid her a visit today.
Yeah. I asked her not to. I knew what would happen. Your grandmother tell you why Elsa came to see her?
Polly and I kind of dragged it out of her, something about money.
Yeah. I'm in debt, and it's my own fault. She's done enough for me. I'd never ask her for another cent.
Yeah. I see the old maple's gone.
Yeah, we had it cut into logs and stored in the cellar.
Mm-hmm. And Chin-Chin's dead.
That's right.
What's that about Chin-Chin?
Hi, Elsa.
Darling, you ought to be resting.
How can I sleep when all I can think about is that poor little dog? He was killed this afternoon, Rick.
Yeah, so Dad just told me. Sorry, Elsa.
Thank you. But you didn't like him. Nobody liked him except me. And your grandmother hated him.
I know. That's what's funny.
What's funny?
Well, the old maple blows down, then the dog dies. Have you had a careful look at the needlepoint picture of the old house?
We're going to destroy it. The tree and the dog both are gone from it, as if somebody had just picked out the stitches. Have you gotten rid of it, Ed?
It's in the cellar.
I want it burned before something else happens to
it. Darling, what has the picture got to do with what's happened?
Everything. There is something evil about it. Can you explain how you can take a tree out of a picture and then the real tree blows over? I'm going down in the cellar and cut the thing to pieces.
Don't do that, Elsa. No, I can't explain how the picture changes and predicts the future. But don't destroy the picture. It might tell us what will happen next.
Who is it?
Me, Rick.
Oh, just a second. It's almost 11, Rick.
Yeah, I've been at Dad's. I told you why I was going to go over there to see him.
And?
Well, the dog is dead. Elsa's darling little Chin-Chin was killed late this afternoon.
Oh, that's far out, Rick.
Yeah, that's just what it is, far out. Grandma sits over her needlepoint like Madame Defarge over her knitting, recording everyone headed for la guillotine.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it scares me stiff. What are we going to do about it?
Well, did you tell Dad that Grandma is making a copy of the original picture of the house?
I was going to, but Elsa's so crazy angry about the dog, who knows what she might do?
You mean like going after Grandma?
Sure. It doesn't make sense. A tree can blow over, a dog can die, but who's got the power to make these things happen by changing a picture?
We're in the original picture, Rick. So is Dad.
and Elsa.
Yes. We have to tell him.
Him or Grandma. Maybe we should ask her what she's up to.
Well, I thought you did. Didn't you ask her how come she took out the tree and it blew over? Didn't she say coincidence?
Yeah, that's what she said. But I don't believe it.
Well, you think she's flipped out?
No, but she... Well, she's found some crazy power that's made her deadly.
What power?
Well, who knows? Maybe some kind of a voodoo. You know, needles stuck into the doll.
Oh, you don't believe that kind of stuff,
I'm
do you?
Ready to believe just about anything. What time is it? It's too late. I can't visit her now.
What about Dad?
Well, if Elsa's asleep, I'll speak to him. Not if she's awake. If she suspected the truth, she'd be dangerous.
Isn't she awfully young to be struck with that kind of disease, Doctor?
Elsa tells me for over a year she's had aches and pains. She hasn't been very good about physical checkups. Would have spotted the condition long ago.
Well, will she be crippled?
Remissions have been known to occur, but there's no specific cure for rheumatoid arthritis.
And she has the symptoms?
Yes.
Where'd she get it?
Don't I wish I knew. Now, what your wife needs is bed rest, baths, rubs, and a good frame of mind.
She will become crippled.
I won't deceive you. It's likely, yes.
Good Lord. She's only 38, Dr. Berg.
I know.
Doctor, take a look at this.
Oh, the needlepoint picture of your house. A fine piece of work.
I told you about the tree and the dog. Now look at this.
Figure of a woman leaning on a cane. Well?
As late as 9 o'clock tonight, that figure was standing erect. Now, it's leaning on a cane.
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
You're sure you're not mistaken?
No. It's some kind of magic.
That's a little beyond my understanding.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Well, I'll be on my way. Be sure that your wife gets plenty of rest.
Yes. Oh, Rick.
Hi.
This is Dr. Berg, my son, Rick.
Hello, and goodbye.
What is it, Rick?
I have to talk to you, Dad.
Can it wait? I've had a devil of a night.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, well, sit down.
What's the picture doing back up in the living room, Dad?
Take a look at it. There's a good chance that Elsa's got rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. I don't think she knows it yet. Elsa was right. There's a curse on that picture. Take a careful look at it.
Well, the figure of the woman leaning on the cane?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I came to tell you about. Dan, I'm scared. I thought something like this might happen.
Why?
Grandma.
What?
Grandma is making a copy for herself of this original needlepoint picture.
Yes.
Yeah, and in the copy, she's omitted the maple tree and the dog and... Well, and now in real life, both are gone. And I'm willing to bet that in Grandma's copy, the erect figure of the woman is bent over and leaning on a cane. Do I sound crazy?
Oh, I can't believe it, Rick. How can we believe that my mother has discovered some power to... Oh, no, it doesn't make sense. Have you known about this for some time?
Well, only since I saw Grandma's needlepoint with the tree gone from it, and that was just at the time the tree was blown down. I saw her tonight, and the dog was gone, and now Chin Chin is dead.
This is beyond sense.
Dad, I wouldn't tell Elsa.
No, I suppose not. I think if she can move, she'd want to kill my mother. I almost feel that way myself.
Thank you.
question is this. Is old Nell Atterwood a force for good or for evil? And there's another question. Does she know she seems to possess thoughts that can kill? As distinguished a philosopher as Santayana once wrote, that there is nothing impossible in the existence of the supernatural. Its existence seems to me to be decidedly probable. More when I continue with Act 3 shortly.
Well, I've finally done it.
Done what?
Given up gambling.
No more gin rummy, poker, the races.
Nope. From now on, when I have a package to mail, I'm going to put it on a sure thing.
What sure thing?
Greyhound's Next Bus Out Package Express Service.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. It's guaranteed. All I have to do is call to find out when buses are leaving and take my package to the Greyhound station at least a half hour early. Greyhound guarantees my package will go on the bus I choose, with special handling all the way. Almost any delay, and they automatically refund the special handling charge. For most packages going less than 500 miles, Greyhound schedules next day service. Many packages get there in hours. Whether I ask for Next Bus Out service or use their regular economy service, they notify the person on the other end when the package arrives.
It sounds like Greyhound's Next Bus Out service would be handy for business shipments, too.
For sure. Greyhound's Next Bus Out Package Express service. It takes the gamble out of mailing a package.
Now that's a good bet.
From Maine to Mauna Loa, all across this great big land, there's a neighbor who is ready to lend a helping hand. When a hurricane is brewing, when an old man needs a friend, where there's suffering, where there's trouble, there's a friend you can depend on. From Maine to Mauna Loa, all across this great big land, there's a neighbor who is ready.
Trips into limbo. Many are fantastic, but most of them are remembrances of highlights in our lives, of narrow escapes, of triumphs, of pleasures that are still vivid in our minds. And the good dreams are a storehouse in each of us, which is a safeguard and guide in our daily living. But is the strength of any remembrance strong enough to be lethal? Is Grandmother Atterwood a killer?
What have you been doing, Mother?
Good morning, Ed. Rick?
Hi, Grandma.
I don't see you for months, and you greet me with, what have I been doing? Well, what I've been doing is living here at the home, minding my own business.
You've been needlepointing a copy of the picture of the house you gave me and Elsa for our wedding present.
Along with the house. Let's not forget that, Ed. Yes? Yes, I have been making a copy of the old house.
And killing a tree and a dog and inflicting rheumatoid arthritis on my wife.
You sound addled. I kill a tree and a dog and injure Elsa. That's preposterous.
May I see the needlepoint?
I think not.
Are you afraid to show it to me?
Not for myself, no. But I don't want it damaged. And in your mood, you might try to rip it to pieces.
Because you've taken out the tree and the dog, and you've made the figure of the woman on the front lawn a cripple. And everything you've done on that canvas has come true in real life.
What's happened was bound to happen. I had nothing whatever to do with it. Those things were determined in the nature of things. The maple was rotten. Chin Chin always chased cars. And as for Elsa, arthritis is no great surprise in a person who's had gout. Now, just what are you accusing me of?
Hatred. You hate Elsa. You hate me for marrying her. You hate being here instead of in your own house. And somehow you've destroyed a tree and a dog. And now you've inflicted an injury on my wife.
Dad, that just doesn't make sense.
You be quiet. Now listen, Mother. I don't want you to take another stitch in that miserable picture.
Are you accusing me of necromancy? conjuration. Can you in your right mind believe that I have such a power?
How else can I explain what's been happening?
It's not I who hate Elsa, or you for marrying her, or living here instead of my old home. It's you, Ed. Why don't you face it? You're miserable. You were bedazzled by a pretty face and a good figure. But is Elsa half the person that your first wife was?
I'm in love with Elsa.
No, you're not. Infatuated, maybe. You're so far in debt, you're planning to sell the house and move to Florida. Move with what? A few $1,000 left over from the sale. No. No, with money, Elsa wanted me to advance.
I'm sorry about that, Mother.
I'm sorry about the whole thing. It's all very strange. I'm making a copy of the original picture because I want it to remind me of the house. The disasters you speak of just happened. They're signs of a decay, of the rotting away of values that were good.
For which you blame Elsa.
No. How can I blame her without blaming you? And how can I blame her when she and I just couldn't get along with each other?
You are blaming me. You must admit that you hate her.
I don't admit that. Elsa hates everyone except herself. There are people like that. She may even come to hate you if you don't become the man she wants you to be. No, Ed. No, Elsa is just incompatible with your family. That's why we scattered in all directions. But we still love you. Am I right, Rick?
Of course.
I'll be going along to work. I'm sorry about the things I said.
Ed, let me explain something. You know that figure leaning on the cane?
Yeah.
I am that figure.
No. Are you crippled with arthritis?
I will be. Now, here's what I intend to do. I'll take out that figure and stitch in a new one of a person who is erect and without a cane. Let's see what happens next.
Well, Dr. Berg?
Your wife is much improved. She still has pain, especially in the right hip, but she can move around.
Remission?
No, Mr. Atterwood, not this quickly. Arthritis, it doesn't go away overnight. I learned just now she has had a history of gout. It's an allied disease.
But she can get around.
Oh, yes, for a while. How long, I could not say. I prescribed for her, and she'll get relief.
Well, that's good news. Oh, darling, how are you?
Better. Dr. Berg's been wonderful.
Thank you. I'll be on my way. I can see myself out.
Good night, and thank you.
Ed, I've got something to tell you.
Sit down, darling.
I hope you'll understand. I'm leaving.
I see.
I have some friends in Pompano who'll take me in for a month or so until I find a place to live.
You've made up your mind?
Your mother made up my mind. After what you told me about that needlepoint of hers, I'm not safe in this house. That old witch killing my daughter.
Well, Chin-Chin chased cars and got run over.
Not until she took his picture out of the needlepoint. She's in league with the devil.
Look, I'll put the house on the market, and we'll
move... No! Stay here. This is where you belong. Not with me. I want to be free of you and your family.
You two are becoming regular visitors.
Yeah.
Rick told me what happened this morning, Grandma.
Well, it wasn't very pleasant, Polly.
But you'll agree it's all been kind of funny.
Yes. And I've been thinking about it all day. Darned if I can figure it out.
Maybe, not consciously, but maybe deep down inside your mind there's a powerful subconscious wish to restore what was. You know, you and us with Dad in the old house.
Oh, I can't believe that, Rick. I told you before, what's past is past. I did make the change in the needlepoint.
Is it just about complete?
Just about. Here, take a look.
Oh,
It's just lovely.
Thank you.
Grandma, that change in the needlepoint you were making. Rick said you told Dad you'd take out the figure of the woman with the cane and put in one of a woman standing erect.
Yes, substituting Elsa for me. Elsa upright. I was the figure with the cane.
Well, where is the figure?
Pardon?
There's no figure of the woman in the picture at all. Just Dad and Polly and me.
Let me see that. Oh! Saints above!
You did sew in the new figure.
As I sit here before you. I picked out the stitches of the other figure and... Well, this is incredible. Now, what could have happened to the new figure?
And what could it mean?
Maybe we'd better telephone Dad and...
Let's go over there, Polly. I smell trouble.
That's all I can tell you, kids. I carried her bags down to the car and she drove off.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, too.
It's weird about the needlepoint. When we looked at Grandma's copy and the figure was gone, we thought Elsa had died.
What is the explanation?
Don't ask me. I really began to think that my mother was practicing some kind of magic. But I don't believe in the supernatural.
Look, why don't you sell the house and go after Elsa? You love her, don't you?
I thought I loved her. She's a beautiful woman. But she's been slipping away from me for the last couple of years. What did your grandmother say when she saw the figure missing from her copy of the picture?
She was bowled over.
I wish I could explain it. None of this makes sense. Unless you believe in some superpower that decreed these things should happen. And that's beyond me. When I mentioned them to Dr. Berg and showed him the needlepoint, he gave me a very funny look. Said I'd imagined all of it. I wish I had.
Have you destroyed the original picture?
No. And now I'm not going to. It's leaning against the wall behind the sofa.
Mm. I'd like to take a look at it.
Dad, now what are you going to do about dinner? Why don't the three of us go out? I don't like to think of you here alone.
That's thoughtful of you, Paul. But I'd like to be alone. I've got a lot to think through.
You are not going to believe this, either of you. Take a look at the original picture.
Why? The dog has been restored. And so has the figure of a woman. I give up. I really do.
What does this mean?
I think I know. If you come with me, we'll find out.
This is madness, Elsa. You know that.
Well, you don't have to, Doctor, but wouldn't you enjoy the drive south?
I can't deny it. You're really a terrible woman, Elsa.
Why? Because I'm vital and want to enjoy every ounce of life?
But why me?
You're not unattractive, Doctor. And being a doctor, you'd be able to, look after me. Here it is.
With four figures in the foreground and a dog. When did you do this, Mother?
Well, I worked on it all day, but I don't think that that will restore Elsa to you, Ed. You say she's left.
Yeah. Just about the time her figure disappeared from this copy of the picture of the house.
Explain the dog, Grandma.
Well, as I told you, the house was to be an ideal house. It needs a good dog. And then there you are, Ed, and here are Polly and Rick, with your wife dead and with Elsa having run away. The place needed an older woman to kind of hold it together.
So that's you in the picture, right?
Yes. It doesn't mean I'm back there in the house any more than you or Polly are, Rick. It's just a picture of a reasonably happy group, and it gives me pleasure to look at it, that's all. No magic.
No. All the magic went out of it when Elsa moved in.
She wasn't entirely to blame. She wanted things her way. You made it possible for her.
And drove you into this place, and Polly and Rick out on their own, and me into debt.
Regret is a hiding place, not a sanctuary. What happened to you is regrettable because you say it is. But if you don't put your regrets aside, you won't have a tomorrow, Ed.
And what I want for tomorrow is to have you move back into the house with me, Mother. And Polly and Rick, too.
Is that what you really want? Now?
Yes.
And I'll tell you something. It will hurt, but you'll find it out sometime. So you may as well hear it from me. Dr. Berg, who attends us here, is driving south for a week. He's not going alone. He's chauffeuring a patient of his who has shown signs of rheumatoid arthritis. He's been interested in her for a long time.
You're implying...
I've suspected it. So I did try a kind of magic to save you and your sanity.
Then all this really was a supernatural phenomenon?
You might call it that.
Well, what do you call it?
I think I call it love.
It began with a needlepoint picture of an old house that first showed signs of decay when a man's second wife methodically emptied it of his mother and his two grown children. It was restored when love, apparently helped by some strange magic, made an ideal copy of the picture, and events followed that restored the impetuous man to his senses. Did Nell Atterwood possess supernatural powers? She denied it. But will her happily restored family ever really know? I'll be back shortly.
For more than 2 years now, people have been trying to get you to slow down to 55 miles an hour. Down to the speed limit. They've told you that slowing down will save millions of gallons of gasoline. They've told you that slowing down saves thousands of lives, and they've got the figures to prove it. I think those are pretty good reasons. Some of you obviously do too, because some of you have slowed down. But an awful lot of people, for one reason or another, haven't. They seem to think the 55 mile an hour speed limit is something they can take or leave. It isn't. It's a law. With tickets and fines and all the rest, just like any other law. And I should know. I'm a police officer. From where I sit, there's just no way around it. The 55 mile an hour speed limit can do a lot of positive things. And it's my job to make sure it gets a chance to work. Not just because it's a good idea, but because it's the law.
A public service of this station, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
A bad apple can spoil a barrel. There are persons like that. Those who don't fit into society because they're self-centered, unapproachable, and defensive. Such a person was Elsa Atterwood. She almost squeezed the life out of the family that adopted her, but not quite. Our cast included Carmen Matthews, Terry Keane, Gordon Gould, Jennifer Harmon, and Russell Horton. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
It is time for me to ask for my payment and your promise.
I hope I can deliver.
So do I. As you can hear, I have my own doctor whom I trust implicitly. He finally has told me that my life can be measured in hours. I want you to promise to be by my bedside. I want you to do for me what has never been done before. I want you to mesmerize me in articulo mortis, in the act of death. But just before it, so that the old man with the scythe will be stopped in his tracks.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Greyhound Package Express. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
AM 97 KOI in Portland. Bill Garrity and the Moonwatch follows CBS News at 12 midnight.
CBS News. Patricia Hearst has undergone emergency surgery. She's reported okay after suffering the collapse of one lung. Good morning. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The newspaper heiress, convicted last month of participating in the robbery of a bank, is listed in stable condition at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City, California, after undergoing what doctors describe as minor surgery. San Mateo County Undersheriff Harold Barker said Ms. Hearst is resting comfortably and her prognosis is good. One of her attorneys, Albert Johnson, said his 22-year-old client experienced breathing difficulties in the San Mateo County Jail, that a physician diagnosed the difficulty as a collapsed lung, and she was rushed to the hospital. CBS News correspondent Richard Threlkeld reported earlier Ms. Hearst has turned state's evidence, quoting several sources close to the case for the information that she now has given the FBI answers to many of the questions she refused to answer during her trial. Threlkeld reports she has identified half a dozen participants in the Sacramento bank robbery last year in which a pregnant woman bystander was killed. Among the robbery team, reportedly, William and Emily Harris. The only one charged in that robbery thus far, Stephen Solia, is on trial in Sacramento. Two eyewitnesses yesterday testified that they were certain he was the obscenity-shouting armed bandit they saw waving a shotgun during the robbery of the bank. CBS News continues following this message.
Miss Parker, music teacher, how do you spell relief?
When the acid indigestion hits me, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Rolaids.
Butch Mitchell, dog trainer.
For gas, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Each Rolaids consumes 47 times its weight in excess stomach acid. Officer Hess, traffic cop, how do you spell relief?
For heartburn,
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids spells relief. Use only as directed.
Hear ye, hear ye. Announcing the next in our series of bicentennial specials, Exploring America, with CBS News correspondent Charles Kuralt. At the Kimbrough Ranch in Texas, we'll talk with a cowboy who drove the steers to market on the Chisholm Trail. We'll also visit the missions of California and Buffalo Country. Come along to the American frontier, 200 years wide, on Exploring America, 30 broadcasts, the weekend of April 17th and 18th on the CBS Radio Network.
The National Assembly of Cambodia has announced a new government naming former Deputy Prime Minister Khieu Samphan as chairman of that communist country's ruling Politburo. Radio Phnom Penh, monitored in Bangkok, said the 250-member assembly of workers, farmers, and soldiers renamed the deputy prime ministers, but a political unknown outside Cambodia, Thol Sot, was named prime minister. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin said last night in Jerusalem that Israel would decide on any action regarding Lebanon only if it considers its security directly endangered. Israel's more immediate problem is the occupied West Bank of Jordan, where Palestine nationalists and Arab communists scored major election victories. More on that from Bruno Wassertal in Tel Aviv.
Israel will continue its policy of coexistence with the 680,000 Arabs living in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. This was promised by Defense Minister Shimon Peres, who told newsmen here that Israel practices democracy not only in word but in deed, and not only for Jews but for Arabs as well.
May I remind you that before the elections, there was a sort of a worry that the elections themselves may not be free or fair. I hope that everybody today will agree that they were as free and as fair elections as could have been in any other place.
Peres said that even though many of the victors in the election profess strong Arab nationalist and leftist views, He saw no reason why Israeli authorities shouldn't deal with them, since they are the people's choice. The only one of the more than 200 Arab town councilmen elected who may not be seated, Peres said, is an Arab communist now under detention in an Israeli jail. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
More news after this.
We're the fresh guys. We're the fresh guys. We're the fresh guys. We're Wonder Bread. We've got that fresh, fresh feeling that makes a bread perform. Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys. We're wrapped well, we still warm. That fresh bread feeling really makes a sandwich score. Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys. Come squeeze us at your store.
Feel the freshness of Wonder Bread. Enjoy fresh-tasting Wonder English muffins, too.
Here are some statistics for people who aren't taking their high blood pressure seriously. If your blood pressure is 150 over 100, subtract 16 years from your life, and chances are three times greater you'll have a stroke, five times greater you'll have a heart attack. But your future can be normal and healthy if you do treat your high blood pressure seriously. See a doctor. Get back on your treatment. And this time, stick with it. Treat your high blood pressure and live. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
The Lehigh University student newspaper polled 356 students and reports 3 out of 4 said they used marijuana. 31% listed themselves as regular users. The Brown and White newspaper, in a poll, found 19% of the students questioned called themselves regular drinkers of alcohol, and 47% admitted that they sometimes cheat on examinations. There was no attempt to generalize as to whether similar figures might be found in polls of students on other college and university campuses. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
6 minutes after 12 midnight on Music Radio 97 for a Wednesday morning, April 14th. Good morning, my name's Bill Garrity. This is the Moon Watch, and I'll have local news for you at 12:30.